1-888 Car Talk. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is John, and I'm calling from McMurdo Station, Antarctica.
You are? You're not lying, are you?
No, he's not.
I'm telling the truth.
No.
It's cold down here.
As Johnny Carson used to say, how cold is it?
Butt cold.
All right, do you have a block heater, a battery heater, and an oil pan heater?
Well, actually, all the vehicles here have plug-ins, so that's not the problem I'm calling about. I've got a much tougher problem.
Really?
When we travel across sea ice, we sometimes take a large off-road vehicle called a Delta. It has huge tires. And the problem is, if you get up over, say, 15 miles an hour, and you hit a small snowdrift or a crack in the sea ice, it starts bouncing uncontrollably. And if you're riding in the back passenger compartment and you're not strapped in, you're liable to, you know, fly up and hit your head on the ceiling.
Whoa, man. How big are the wheels? Are they like 6 feet tall?
They're like 6 feet tall. And probably, you know, pressure somewhere around, you know, 15 PSI.
15?
Yeah, low.
Yeah.
How much does this thing weigh? What do you call this thing?
The Delta.
It's called a Delta. It's built by a Canadian Foremost, and it has a gross vehicle weight of about, say, 125,000 pounds.
Oh, this thing is huge.
It's about, say, 37 feet long, maybe 10, 11 feet wide, about 12 feet high. It's articulated. The front wheels don't turn. There's a hydraulic system in the middle, and the whole truck bends in the middle.
Oh, great. So where are you guys going that you're in such a hurry? I mean,
well, when we're in a hurry, we take helicopters or we take twin otter ski planes. But when we go sightseeing, we take the Delta. We went the other day down to see the hut where Captain Scott left for the South Pole and never returned, and all the food is still on the shelves there.
No kidding. Bird's eye, frozen dinners.
Did they have any Twinkies?
No, but they had a bottle of Heinz ketchup with a cork in it.
No kidding. How cold is it really? What? Give us a thermometer reading.
In town here at McMurdo, it was a warm day yesterday, and it got just to up to freezing.
Yeah, don't forget they're approaching summer.
Yeah, I know. This is summertime when it gets up to freezing.
Did you bring your Hawaiian shirts?
Listen, when I layer up, I look like Return of the Mummy. I've got so many pairs of long johns on.
You know, to answer your question,
has it always done this?
Well, I've been bouncing around in the back now several times, but I'm a devout seatbelt wearer, so I watched others play the drums with their head on the ceiling.
We've obviously not seen a lot of these vehicles.
Yeah. Has anyone really checked the tire pressure?
Yeah.
Because
it's warm.
Because now you're in summertime, and the tire pressure may be way up there.
See,
if
I was
the last
gonna say,
time it was checked was in the winter.
If this were a car, we would say, you got too much air in the tires. And when you say it's got 15 PSI in it, it may not.
Well, there's a... The men in the heavy shop do that, and I asked about this, and they said that the important thing, as long as it's between 12 and 25, say, is that all tires be inflated evenly, and that they inflate by height of tire, so that you don't have uneven wear or have the vehicle pull in one direction.
Where? You're worried about where? No, I would drop the pressure down to what they think is the lowest acceptable number. And I bet you that's going to improve the ride tremendously.
Okay.
But just in case, wear a football helmet.
I have one more question, and that is I'm heading up to the plateau next week to spend 10 days to 14 days in a tent at 40 below. And I'm wondering, you being experts on cold weather there in Boston,
yeah,
what you recommend for keeping warm?
Oh, do the name Bronco Nagurski mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, what we generally do to stay warm, I know it's always worked for me, is to come in out of the cold. But that's not going to help you any.
No, I think the tent warms up by 2 degrees, perhaps.
Sounds like you're going to freeze your butt off to me.
I think so. I'll try and keep hold of all my fingers and toes.
All right, good luck.
Hey, good luck to you, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Sure. McMurdo Station.
Jeez. Well, somebody's going to do it. God, it's not us. I mean, what if they did this stuff by lottery?
Oh, I'd defect.
Defect
to
where?
I'd hide in Canada. I'd hide in Canada.
I'd go to the North Pole to avoid that duty. 1-888